VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And as always, we welcome you to Crosstalk and thank you for tuning in on a daily basis. Today's program, no doubt, have a little bit different twist on how things are normally done, and that is just kind of reflecting where we are as a nation right now. You see, we're just a week into this new year of 2018, and yet the challenges we face as a nation just seem to be unrelenting. Do you feel that way? As you hear the news, as you look at the paper, as you scroll through internet websites just to see where things are today, think about where we are. Day after day, we wonder if Kim Jong-un, North Korea, is going to send a nuclear missile over this way, or if all-out war is going to be breaking out. We see continued tensions in the Middle East, protests in Iran, the quest for nuclear ambitions in Iran, unrest in Syria, Iraq, a target that's just painted on the nation of Israel. We see tensions with China, tensions within Russia, the Ukraine. We see a court system, too, that's run amok, sanctioning the killing of unborn babies in the womb, the most innocent among us. Nearly 60 million babies killed since Roe v. Wade. Courts that have ruled that Christian businessmen and women must use their creative talents and abilities to accommodate so-called same-sex weddings. Now we see the agenda of the transgender movement forcing themselves to invade the most private places in our society with the desire to force all to accommodate whatever identity they wish to assume. We see the introduction of open transgenderism forcing its way now into our nation's military. And we see the proliferation of the LGBT movement that has invaded classrooms across the nation, becoming so-called mainstreamed in network programming and pushing corporate America to succumb to their agenda or else. We see Islam making its march around the world, even in our homeland where political correctness has been pushed to the limits. How many times have we heard Allahu Akbar? We see the indoctrination of the teachings of Islam has been pushed in the classrooms and into our governmental bodies. We've witnessed uprisings, demonstrations across our land. The whole aspect of antagonism and resistance proliferating. We see a record number of deaths from drug overdoses stemming from the opioid epidemic. The deaths coming from opioid abuse is so severe, folks, it's actually lessened our overall life expectancy numbers as a nation. We see gambling running amok with many flocking to the nearest casino or to be the next Powerball jackpot winner when in fact it's multiple millions that are losing. We see corruption amongst politicians, scandal after scandal, investigation after investigation. We wonder sometimes how long it will go on. And while this is happening, we see antagonism on the increase against biblical Christianity, against morals and values. It's called intolerant. It's called bigoted. It's called extreme. It's called archaic. We see those who are evil called good. Those who are good called evil. And sadly, in so many churches, we see the strong emphasis of entertainment rather than to proclaim the word or to preach the word. You know, I could go on and on, but I think you get the point. We've got problems. Could it be that we've turned so far from the word of God? Can it be that we're so consumed with self, what satisfies me, what satisfies the flesh, that we become blinded to the severe spiritual need that we are in? As a community, as a nation? And folks, the answers to all of this are not going to come from the United Nations, nor will it come from the halls of Congress or under any presidential administration. As we take all of this into consideration today, and we're still young in this new year of 2018, today I'd like to invite you to call you your attention to God's Word, the Bible. And today on Crosstalk, we're going to invite you to share a verse of scripture that our nation needs to hear today. Perhaps it's a verse that our churches need to live out in 2018, or a call for individuals to live out. It might be a verse of challenge. It might be one of repentance. It might be one of commitment. But we're asking you today, as we look at Scripture for 2018, what verse comes to your mind that we need for such a time as this? Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. We talk about the issues often, and we will continue to do so. We've got a number of guests lined up here this week to do just that. But folks, we have to understand our problems are not flesh and blood. No, they are spiritual problems. And for spiritual problems, we need spiritual answers, don't we? And we have God's Word, the Bible, to guide us. God's Word to establish us and to give us all that pertains to life and to godliness. And today here on Crosstalk, we're giving you opportunity simply to call in. And as you consider where we are as a nation today, or perhaps where we are as a church today, what verse of Scripture do we need to hear? What verse of Scripture should be our model for 2018? Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And Dave, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. John 14, 1, the first part. Let not your heart be troubled. Thank you.
Okay. From John chapter 14, verse 1. Folks, we've got several open lines, 800-733-9829. I share this because we need this encouragement. We need this challenge from God's Word. We can get so consumed by what's going on in the news, so consumed about the latest scandal that's going on, so consumed about the latest bill or legislation issue. We've got to understand Scripture in all of this, don't we? Let's go to Katie, calling from Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Kalispell, Montana, and I just wanted to say Psalm 19:14, words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen. Thank you, Katie, for your call from Kalispell. Let's go to Randy in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Randy.
Yes, I just wanted to say Romans 12:1-2, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to say that most people disagree with this. However, I think we have one God. I think we need to get back to one Bible. And everybody get on one page and serve and read the one same Bible and the same God.
Thank you. And we're not going to go off course here today with our topic, and so we're having you share a verse of Scripture. And I'd like to have you look at, you said Romans 12:1-2, that second verse is so critical for us, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove as that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thank you so much, Randy, for the call. We're going to Jim in Wisconsin. Jim, you're on the air.
Yes, I have Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
The prophet Hosea proclaimed that. Thank you so much for your call here today. Appreciate it. Colleen in Venice, Florida, you're on the air.
Hi. My scripture is, be still, know that I am God. And I'm sorry I don't have the reference for that because I'm in my car right now, but today is my birthday and I've had two separate people give me gifts with that scripture on it. So I feel like that's God speaking to me.
I believe that's Psalm 46:10.
Yes, I'm quite sure you're right. We are living in a time where we're just bombarded from all directions with one crisis after another, and I just feel like God is pulling back in particular, that it's all about relationship with him, and there's peace in that. If you can just be still and know that he's in control, he's God.
Amen.
He's got it.
It's a great verse, Colleen. Thanks for sharing it today.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Lake Delton, Wisconsin. Carl, you're on the air.
You know, there's a scripture that says, I will bless him that bless you, and I will curse him that curse you. That was Abraham, given to Abraham. Mm-hmm. And President Trump has made Jerusalem the capital city of Israel. And it's actually a fulfillment of Scripture, because when Christ comes back, he will land in Jerusalem, but he'll also be the capital of the world from that point forward. There's 250 rabbis that have blessed President Trump. So we are going to be blessed by us blessing Israel.
Thank you for that verse, Sir Carl. That is Genesis chapter 12, and you'll find it in the first few verses there. And just a note here, President Trump didn't make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. That happened many, many, many years ago. But we simply are recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Okay, recognizing the obvious, aren't we? Let's go to Courtney in Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you saints. I want to read something right fast to go with what you said earlier. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. But the Bible also says, he that winneth souls is wise. Live it, saints. People want that word.
Amen. Thank you, Courtney. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye now. Texas, we have Becky calling. You're on the air, Maggie.
Okay. Hebrews 2:13. At another time, he said, I will put my trust in God along with my brothers. And at still another time, see, here am I and the children God has given me.
Thank you, Maggie. Appreciate your sharing that today. We've got Ron in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Ron.
I've got Psalm 72:14. He shall redeem their souls from deceit and violence, and precious shall be the blood in his sight.
Okay, and tell us why you believe that's right where, what we need here today.
That means that if we're having a lot of violence, that we realize that we're precious in God's sight, no matter what happens around us.
Thank you for your input today, Ron. Let's go next to Keene, New Hampshire. And Elizabeth, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. My favorite scripture to give people nowadays is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, repent of their sins and turn away, I'm in the car, so I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. I will hear them from heaven and I will restore their land.
Mm. It's indeed
Chronicles 7:14.
Right. And a very appropriate verse. And I'll quote it here verbatim. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
Thank you, Jim. I'm in the car, so I couldn't remember all that. I'm glad that you picked it right up.
Great. Thank you for the call today.
You're welcome, and happy belated New Year to
Thank
you,
you
and staff.
Same to you as well. Thanks. Gene is next in Michigan. You're on the air, Gene.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Ephesians 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
And what chapter is that?
Ephesians 17.
Well, what chapter?
1:17.
Chapter 1, verse 17. Great.
Thank
you so much. And we're going to take a quick break. Let's come back to more of your calls as we talk about Scripture for 2018. Folks, we need to hear it. God's Word has the answer for us. Our number is 800-733-9829.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what are comets made of?
Chris, comets are sometimes referred to as dirty snowballs. They're mainly ice, but with a lot of solid particles mixed in. As a comet goes around the sun, the solar heat and solar wind vaporize part of the comet, and we see the tail as those particles are stripped away. Now we find that sometimes not only is the tail stripped away, but sometimes the head is lopped off, speeding up the comet's disintegration. Obviously, comets can't last too long. Thus, they are a strong sign of a recently created universe. The Bible refers to these comets as wandering stars that don't follow the standard motion of the stars or the planets. They were created on day 4 of creation week, back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Scripture for 2018, and friends, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but this is why we are having listeners across this nation get involved in even the one-year Bible reading campaign here through VCY America. We're using the program of the one-year Bible. Check it out at 2018bible.org, 2018bible.org. But we are seeking to get people into God's Word, the Bible, during this year of 2018. And already we're up to the ninth day of the month. We've had many emails going out, those who are on the email subscribe list. There's no cost to it. To receive that, you can sign up at 2018bible.org. In addition to that, you can download the Bible reading schedule right from our website. Or if you'd like to obtain the one-year Bible from VCY, that information is there as well at 2018bible.org. But to getting into the Word of God, this is where our hope lies. This is where the solution lies. That's why so many of these stations that are carrying this program today feature Bible teacher after Bible teacher in order to present the Word of God, to proclaim the Word of God to the ears that need to hear it. And today we're taking Scripture for 2018 and inviting your calls today at 800-733-9829. Right now every line is full, but as you hear a caller finish with us, that means that line will be open and you can call in. We're going right back to the lines. Andy is calling next from Kenosha, Wisconsin. And Andy, you're on the air.
I think a good passage would be Romans 1, 18 to 32.
Okay. Very good. And we've gone through that many times before. But certainly we find the people whom God has given over because of their sinful heart and sinful desire. And certainly the need for repentance is there, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Andy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Andy is next. Make that Jeff is next in Mequon. That was Andy. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. Mine says Psalm 14:18. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Kind of hard to do, Jeff, when we like complaining all the time, isn't it?
Yes, that's what I call it, because we complain about the weather and everything.
Yeah. God bless you, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Robert in Port Charlotte, Florida, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. My favorite scripture is John 3:17. Jesus, God come into this world to condemn the world, but through him, the world might be saved.
Amen. Amen. And people need
I hear that all the time. I have a little card that I pass out, and it says, if you meet me and forgive me, you've lost nothing. But if you meet Jesus and forget him, you've lost everything.
Absolutely. God bless you, Robert. Thanks for calling. Dennis in Chattanooga, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year to you and everyone at VCY. I'm driving as well as the lady who called said she was driving, couldn't quote the whole verse, but I'm thinking about the one where God says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You may know the whole verse. I had open heart surgery this past year in May, and that is you can go out at a time like that and never come back to this world, but thankfully I'm a Christian. I knew that if I didn't come back in this life, I would be with the Lord. And I really claim that verse many, many times.
Amen. That's Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13:5.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call
God
here.
God bless you.
And you as well. Bye-bye. Ben in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, Ephesians 6:11-18.
It's the armor of God passage, huh?
Yes.
Great. And certainly to stand fast, to put on the armor, having on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, we need as well, don't we?
We sure do.
Amen. Thank you for the passage here today.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye now. Chris is calling from Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Or afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm driving also. I don't really know. I really appreciate your program, too. I wanted to mention that. I don't know the verse offhand. I'm pretty good at memorizing, but this one I don't know where it's at. I believe it's the primary message that I believe will be probably preached just before Jesus is coming, which is repent like John the Baptist, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly we heard that very much in the Gospels, didn't we? And John the Baptist did give that in I believe it's in John chapter 1 where that transpired there. But repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
And you don't, when I was younger, I'm like 57 as of yesterday. When I was younger, you know, I heard that message a lot. I read a lot of Jonathan Edwards material and stuff, and you just don't hear that anywhere anymore right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody seems to be preaching any repentance, and with the way everybody seems to be compromising and the body moving into a different area, it seems as if nobody's preaching that. It's all about what I can get and be blessed with and how comfortable I can be. But I think, you know, the people of the world, obviously the lost need to hear it, but also the body does, like that lady that quoted, I think it was number 714.
Yeah, Second Chronicles 714.
Chronicles, yeah. Yeah, I believe that message is really lost and really needed in the body right now. Yeah.
Thank you. It's mentioned a couple times in Scripture, but Matthew 4, verse 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to say one more quick thing. I believe that, you know, that spirit will really move on some young men in this last day. Pray for it. That we would really just humble ourselves before God and realize the seriousness of the sin that's, you know, hurting, how bad it hurts us, hurts people, and also hurts our Savior, you know, because He bled and died for us, and a lot of times we take it so for granted. I just wanted to say that. I appreciate your show so much. Thank you.
God bless you, Chris. Thank you for calling. Jacob is next in Victoria, Texas. You're on the air.
Oh, yes, sir, Jim. Say, can I quote two verses? I really like what the lady called in with the Psalm 46:10.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to quote Psalm 46:6 and then jump over to 9 just to save a lot of time. I know that it's radio. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. And then dropping down to 9, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth, he breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder, he burneth the chariot in the fire. And then be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth.
Thank you, Jacob. Thanks for sharing that here today. Mike is next, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call, Jim. First thing that Jesus said after he rose from the dead in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Because of your training, BCY, I've gotten to hit, you know, mayors and police chiefs and Helmut Kohl, as governors and one president, one running with the gospel. I'm just an ordinary people. Thank you, Jim.
God bless you, Mike. Thank you for your call and for letting your light shine. Let's go to Holly, Venice, Florida. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you for your program, Jim, and my call. My verse today is actually 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And I did want to say that I definitely agree with all the verses about repentance. We should live Christ-like lives. And thank you again for your program.
Thank you, Holly. Appreciate your call. Our number is 800-733-9829. Andrew is next in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, the verse, the Bible verse that I think is the probably one of the best Bible verses there is Acts 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Andrew, for sharing that verse today. Randy, Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say that there's one body and one spirit, we are called, and one hope with our calling. That's Ephesians 4:4.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that Israel and true born-again Israelites and Christians, Gentiles, are all one body, and we're one body till from, I think, David, King David's part of the body of Christ, and I think anybody that's saved during, if this, during the tribulation will be part of the body of Christ also, and I think dividing the body of Christ has hurt us, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because it's hurt the church, and I think it's, the church would be more strong if it wasn't divided like that.
So, thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alan, Bridgeport, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. And it's always a blessing to hear from Courtney and everything. And, you know, you hear all these grown men, you know, pouring out tears for the Lord, because it's not weakness, Jim. It's submission to Him. And mine is Proverbs 30 and 8. And what it says is, get it here. It says, every word of God is, wait a minute, an 8. Here it is. Remove far me from vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food for me. That means get the right nourishment, and it's not, and has nothing to do with money. It's His Spirit.
Amen.
That's the nourishment we need.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Al, for the call today. We've got Duane calling next from Etmore, Alabama. You're on the air, Duane.
Thank you, Jim. Mine today would be from Psalms 56, which has to do with men affecting us, but the verse 3, when I am afraid, I will trust in Him.
Mm. Amen. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it, Duane.
Thank
you for your ministry.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Patricia in Las Cruces, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for taking my call. Yes, my scripture verse is Ephesians 5:16. In this day when we should, as Christians, we should be sharing the gospel, and the scripture says, redeeming the time, for in these days, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We have Christy in Waukesha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm doing the 2018 Bible Reading Challenge, and Randy Melchert wrote in the email this morning that Psalm 9:3 is a great promise when you're attacked by your enemies. It seems there's only two kinds of time, before you're attacked and when you're under attack.
Mm.
And I'm experiencing that right now. Appreciated those words. Psalm 9:3, when my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sat in the throne judging right.
Amen. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you sharing that. And again, reminder, folks, if to be part of the 2018 Bible Challenge, we're reading through the whole of Scripture in 2018. There's a passage from the Old Testament, a passage from the New Testament, a passage from Psalms, a passage from Proverbs. And you can sign up for a daily email that goes out with that daily reading. And 2018bible.org is a website. Doug in Verroco, Wisconsin, you're on the air. Hello, Doug. Okay, let's go to Lat and Racine. You're on the air, Lat.
Yeah, hi, Jim. One of my favorite Bible verses is Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yeah, great verse. Thank you so much, Lat.
Bye-bye
now. And to have that commitment, folks, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can you say that? We're going to take a quick break and come back to more of your phone calls. And I see there's just one line open right now, but pick up your phone, participate here as we talk and share scripture for 2018. This nation's a mess, but sadly, many a church is in a mess too. We need God's word, folks. That's where the answer lies. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk. James 4:14 poses this thought, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, but I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values. While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment. But out of God's great love, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed his blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, Where Will You Spend Eternity? To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829. 800-729-9829. Scripture for 2018, our topic today here on Crosstalk. Right back to the phone lines, this time to Stratford, Wisconsin. Glenn, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hi, well, thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate your program. It just does so good, so much good for me. And I've got Psalm 11:4, but the Lord is still in his holy temple. He still rules from heaven. Mm. He closely watches everything that happens here on earth.
What a powerful reminder.
As long as we look to him, yeah, we can't go wrong.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate
you
sharing it. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bill in Northport, Florida, you're on the air.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi there.
I suppose that everyone that listens to your show is familiar with the term bookmark, in so far as the PC is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Lord has done the same thing with his scriptures. If you look at 118, verse 8 in Psalms, if you look at 117, it's the shortest book in the Bible with two verses. If you look at 119, it's the longest book in the Bible with 176 verses. So now, before 118, there's 594 verses. After 118 is 594 verses. You add them together and you get a figure of 1188. And if you read 118:8, it says it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you, Bill. Let's go to another Bill in Blue River, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, Jim, I'm not exactly sure where in the Bible. I believe it might be in Luke, that there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring.
Okay. Well, I believe in Matthew 24 there's reference to that, but also Luke chapter 21 there will be references to that as well.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
Thank you for the call here today. And let's see, Pensacola, Florida, we have Julie calling. Julie, you're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to say 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people would,
if my people which are called by my name?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Then I would heal their land.
Mm-hmm. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Turn from their wicked way. There's a lot of things that that the people were called upon to do there, wasn't there?
There was. But I got saved late in life, mostly because I didn't know the Lord. I did not grow up with the Lord. So my second verse would have to come in the last part of Matthew when Jesus told us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. It's important that we do.
Amen. Thank you for the call here today. Karen is next in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Karen.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that the Christian faith is not just a leap into the dark. In Acts 1:3, the word says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof. Infallible proof meaning many criteria of certainty. And it's not just a faith that's not based on nothing, but it has many infallible proofs to it, and reading the Word of God makes you understand this more.
Amen. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Roger in Montrose, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yes, my verse is Psalm 127:1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Mm. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. I think both parts of that really apply to us in this day.
They really do. Thank you, Roger.
Yep, bye.
Louise in Boise, Idaho, you're on the air.
Part of that.
Hello, Louise.
Apply to us.
Louise.
Did you say Louise?
Yes, ma'am. Turn off your radio, please. Okay, tell you what. We're going to come back to Louise, have your radio off, and let's go to Robert in Glendale. You're on the air, Robert.
Hello, brother. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm reading the gospel. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel,
mm-hmm.
which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep my in memory what I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. And that's why we're all calling in today. If we didn't have that hope, we wouldn't be calling in today.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:1-4.
Praise God for the gospel.
Amen, brother.
We're going to try going back to Louise in Boise. Louise?
Yes.
You're on the, Louise, I'm sorry. We have to have the radio off. We've already warned you on that. I apologize. But all the feedback there. Kathy in Lindenhurst, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes, I have two Awanakubi verses that the children learn. First off is A, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and C, while yet sinners, Christ died for us.
And that one's Romans 5:8.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call. Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Carol in Cable, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Jim. How are you? Happy New Year. You know, the year 2018 represents new beginnings. That number 8 is new beginnings. The Lord, I prayed in the New Year, New Year's Eve, and the Lord gave me Psalm 92:10. Said, I am anointed with fresh oil. So praise the Lord. We have fresh oil and new beginnings in the year 2018.
Thank you, Carol, for your thoughts today. Verses for 2018. What verse does America need? What verse does the church need for 2018? John is next in Minnesota. John, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air, John.
Okay. Yeah, the verse I like is, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Mm-hmm. But if we confess our sin, it is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen. 1 John 1:8-9, isn't it?
Yep. Perfect.
Thank you for the call here today. And I have some open phone lines here on Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Lori is next in Michigan. You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air, Lori.
Oh, hi. I have two verses real quick. One is in Acts, and on the third chapter, repent ye therefore and believe the gospel. And be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And then right across the page in chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Of course, we know the name is Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lori. We've got Jeremy next in Colorado. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jim. Good afternoon. My verse is Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Unity seems to be, to me, the greatest thing that we need right now. There's so much division in the body of Christ. There's so much division between groups and so forth. We just really need to be unified to go together. To go forward mm-hmm. together with one another, supporting one another to face the challenges ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeremy. And that unity needs to be based upon that standard of the Word of God itself. Appreciate your call. Sharon in Union Grove, you're on the air.
Hi. God bless you, Jim. I just wanted to let you know, too, I appreciate you and Randy doing the Bible study.
My verses are Jeremiah 7:24, which kind of describes the world today, but they heard not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsel and imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward, when they should do. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
Amen. God bless you, Sharon. Thanks.
And God bless you, too.
Thanks for being part of the Bible Challenge. Good to hear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Steve in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Steve from Oconomowoc, and I just want to say that I spent 30 years trying to figure out truth and accepted Christ a long time ago, but truth is important, and 1 Peter 3:15 says, to be prepared to give an answer for what you believe. And it's really easy as a Christian to just share off verses, which are awesome verses, but if we're not prepared to give an answer, I think some people don't like to listen to Christians, so just throwing verses out. But Romans Road has really helped me. Romans 3:23, 5:8, 6:23, and 10:9. You can memorize those four verses, and it's just, you can draw how to share Christ on a napkin anywhere with anyone. And so 1 Peter 3:15, and then the Romans Road is great verses to learn.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your sharing those with us today here on Crosstalk. Susie in West Bend, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim. Greetings and salutations. A number of years ago, I was married and went through a lot of problems and cried out to God one day, and the Holy Spirit laid upon my heart John 16:33. You will go through trials and tribulations, but know that I am God.
Powerful verse. Thank you. Appreciate it, Susie.
Thank you.
Hope in Stuartville, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'm calling with a Bible verse because my husband and I are reading, well, we started out reading the Bible alone as we were early on in the Lord, and then when my husband retired, we decided that we would read together out loud. So every morning now, we read the Bible together and have a prayer list, and we are on our fourth time going from Genesis to Revelation, reading through the Bible together.
That's tremendous.
And today, we're in the Galatians, and three verses in there I was going to share with you that have really spoken to our hearts this morning as we read it. But I say, walk in the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. And then it tells all about the flesh in the next few verses. And then in verse 22, this is Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and against such things there is no law. And I've always had that verse in my heart, but now I want to get it memorized in my heart because it is so vital as mature Christians to walk in the Spirit, and that's the only way we have this fruitful life that the world can see.
Amen. And that's what it tells us, walk in the Spirit, and you're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And instead, we're going to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We really, really appreciate your ministry, and we would just be lost if we didn't have this radio station. So praise the Lord, Jim. We pray for you every day.
Thank you, Hope. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you for the call. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewradio.com. Recently, one of our listeners sent me a magazine out of the Rochester, Minnesota area. It was advertising Women and Spirituality Conference. As I flipped through the pages of the magazine, it was nothing more than the promotion of Mother Earth worship, Gaia Earth worship, yoga, which means yoga union with a Hindu god, spiritual feminism, which says that God is really a woman. And this is really nothing new. In fact, Paul addresses this kind of feministic Gnosticism in Acts chapter 19, verses 23 to 27. The feminist Gnostic god, false god, that they were worshiping there in Ephesus was named Diana. We also might know her as the Queen of Babylon, Eleutheria, Artemis. Yes, I believe the one-world spirituality of a feminine god is growing, and it will lead to a woman that rides the beast, a false church in Babylon.
Scripture for 2018, our topic today here on Crosstalk, and taking your phone calls. Lines, I'm pleased to say, have been busy at 800-733-9829. Holding the longest has been Judy in Waukesha. Judy, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim. I wish you all the best in 2018 and praying for the safety and for the going forward of everybody there and the whole VCY station.
Thank you.
The verse of scripture that's been jumping out at me lately is, if people would read the whole, actually, of chapter Leviticus 26, it speaks of the blessings of obedience in the first verses through 13, and then it says the penalties for disobedience. And we need to understand, I believe, today, to obey the Lord and to learn all about what that means, and to be found doing that, and the Holy Spirit who lives in us, if we are born again, equips us to be able to do just that.
Amen. Thank you, Judy.
Yes, sir. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Marlene in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I would just like to say that all the Bible verses are my favorite. And that's what my mother used to say also when I asked her, what's your favorite Bible verse?
Mm-hmm. Well, Marlene, do you have a verse here for 2018 for us?
He is the light of the world.
Okay. Amen. Thank you so much. Stephen, Kalamazoo, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Looking at Romans 8:22, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. Also looking at 23, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who had the first fruits of the Spirit, groaning inwardly as we wait eagerly the adoption of sons. And it's okay as Christians to groan, even come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate the call from Kalamazoo. Let's go then to the state of California, where Robert's calling. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, thank you for taking my call. The scripture I'd like to read today is Joshua 24, verse 15. Says that if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, who in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's time for us as Christians to stand up for God. And if we truly believe in him, let it be known in the land no matter what.
Amen.
Thank you, Jim.
God bless you, Robert. Thanks for the call.
God bless you.
Reg in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, I enjoy your program. And the verse I wanted to share with you is this. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord God knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord abstain from all forms of wickedness. Thanks so much, and God bless.
Thank you. 2 Timothy 2:19.
That's right.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. We have Fred in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to mention that the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, if you, whoever you are out there in the world, would believe that Jesus Christ was crucified, died and buried and rose again, and plus nothing else, then God will do the rest and take care of your salvation.
Amen. And thank you, Fred. We read those verses just a short time ago. Tyler in Montana, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, Tyler.
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to call and share a verse, my wife's verse, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. The Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven."
Amen. Great verse. Thank you, Tyler. We need to let our light shine.
Yes.
Let's go to Paul in Fraserburg, Ohio. You're on the air, Paul.
My Bible verse for today, Jim, is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Great verse.
You're welcome.
Doug in Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. My verse for this year, and throughout many years it has been, 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind."
Hmm. Amen. Thank you, Doug.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Kyle, Wausau, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
I believe it's from Corinthians. I don't have the Bible in front of me. I can do all things through Jesus Christ to give me strength.
Yeah. Certainly, we find that in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ. Great. Thank you. Appreciate it, Kyle. We have Cheryl calling from Elmira, New York. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Folk. I have Jeremiah 33:3. He says, "To call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not."
Amen.
We just need to call upon him every day, all day long.
Amen.
And that's the problem. We just don't call upon him like we should. So, and I just got saved August 1st. And 2017.
Praise the Lord.
I've been calling on him every day.
Amen. Well, that's exciting news, Cheryl, and welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Michael in Oregon, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Michael Reese. I would like to quote a verse from memory since I don't have my Bible at hand while I'm driving.
Okay.
"Let not your heart be troubled. If ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also."
Amen. That's John 14:1-3.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for the call. And our final call from Portage, Wisconsin. Robert, you're on the air.
Good morning. God bless you for your work and all of your service. Thank you. This is a warning to the people. The book is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 43, 44, and 45.
You'll have time for the first verse. We're almost out of time.
I don't have a Bible in front of me. I can't do it from memory. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. And that closing music says we are out of time, but folks, help this program today, this exercise, certainly has helped us to see that the answers and the issues we face in life are found in God's Word. Are you in God's Word? Are you reading it? Are you living it? Are you obeying it? Check out 2018bible.org. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.